Meditative enlightenment is knowing nothing is reality. Meditative enlightenment is knowing nothing is reality. We're always searching for reality. We're always looking for something that is the truth, something that is immortal, eternal, something that's everlasting. And meditative enlightenment is knowing that nothing is reality. What benefit does it do us in our creative thought or in our meditative thinking, in our meditative enlightenment? What benefit does it do us to know that nothing is reality? All of the time, we are attempting to say that things are so. We are attempting to say that what we see is reality. We're attempting to say what we visualize, what we imagine, what we have in our thought process, that's reality. We're always trying to put a positive attitude toward everything in life. And yet, if we realize that this reality does not exist at all, nothing is reality. If we can have the emptiness and fullness of all awareness at the same time, we are truly bliss. We are truly blessed. We are truly aware of the allness and the information about allness. How do we know that? How do we know meditation, enlightenment, is knowing nothing is reality? When I say to myself, I am peace, I am gentle, I am loving, when I say to myself, I am truth, when I say to myself, all of these things, it doesn't do a thing for my inner awareness. It doesn't give me a sense of understanding. It doesn't give me a sense of peace. It doesn't give me a sense of inclusiveness. It only excludes me, makes me feel separate from the allness. When I go into meditative enlightenment, I find that there all is right now. In meditative enlightenment, I stand in the center of a gentleness, in the center of an awareness, in the center of nothingness, and I know that that's my reality. The nothingness is my reality. Now, why do I want to do such a thing like that? Here I am searching for my inner awareness. Here I am searching my meditative self, and I'm listening to my divine self. I'm listening to my inner awareness. And yet, am I really listening? What would I hear if I really listened to my inner self, to my divine self? What would I really hear if I listened to that which is within me? What would I really hear? Would I hear the awareness of who I am? Would I hear the awareness of my own inner illumination, my own inner enlightenment? And the answer is definitely no. I would not hear that. I would not know that. I would not be that. I would not enjoy that. And the reason that I would not enjoy that or know that or be that is that meditative enlightenment does not come with a price tag. It does not come with a solution. It does not come with a problem. It only comes as the feeling of gentleness, the feeling of sincerity, the feeling of peace. And so, as I enter into my own meditative enlightenment, I know that nothing matters. I know that nothing exists. I know that all is gentle and peace. All is wonderment. All is love. I know this. Now, you say, what benefit is there to know that? What benefit is there for us to enter into that inner bliss, that inner enlightenment, that inner awareness of who we are? What benefit is there for us to do that? Well, actually, there's no benefit at all. Because the more we are in our meditative enlightenment, the more we realize that nothing in the outer exists. Nothing in the outer controls us. Nothing is reality in our life. And that nothing is fantastic. We can have all sorts of stories and all sorts of understanding that bring this to our attention. Scientists are continually trying to bless us with knowledge of the reality that all is nothing and all is everything. Scientists are continually trying to bring to us the reality that nothing is reality. Nothing is reality. And because we try to understand it, we will never understand it. Because we try to have our logic and our reason, our intellectual understanding of logic, intellectual understanding of reason, of reality, we walk away from the inner enlightenment, from that meditative enlightenment. Because when we let the divine talk to us, the divine in us talk to us, we cannot presume or we cannot even understand why it says what it says and what it is saying. And how does this benefit our everyday life? How does this benefit our everyday world? How does this benefit us? When we can enter into this meditative enlightenment, and we can know that nothing is reality, then we come into that first step of that absolute givingness, that absolute giving upness of needing something to be something just because we want to call it something. Whereas the reality that we want to call something is truly nothing at all. A mother becomes exasperated with her child, and a mother says, "Put your clothes away." The mother says, "Clean up your room." A mother says, "Be nice to your brothers and sisters." A mother says, "Always tell the truth." A mother says all of these things to her child. And then her child says, "Why? Why? Why?" And finally, the mother runs out of creative words for saying why. And she says the fatal word, "Because I say so." And this is what meditative enlightenment brings into each one of us, brings into each of our lives. It's the knowingness that nothing is reality, that it's only because I say so that it is so. And truly, that is why everything is so. Only because I say so. Only because I name it and claim it. Only because I give it attention. Only because I give it a name. Only because I give it a reality. For if I gave nothing reality, nothing would have reality. If I give everything reality, everything still has no reality, because I am nothing giving nothing to nothing. You say, what a logical bunch of trash. How totally unreasonable, how totally unrighteous. But yet, when we enter into meditative enlightenment, we release all in the outer. We release all that ever could be and ever will be. And we listen to the inner. We listen to the inner awareness of who and what we are. Listening to the meditative enlightenment reveals all things to me. And this moment, it has revealed to me that nothing is reality. And so, I no longer search for reality, because if reality is nothing, there's nothing to search for. And all I do is say, I am meditative enlightenment, and I am all, and I am peace. Now.